Locker Room Chats here tonight on KNZA. We're talking some Donovan West basketball. We're joined by the girls' coach and Perry Smith, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. The Mustangs, a quarterfinal win on Monday afternoon in the TVL tournaments over in Frankfurt. 24-point win, 55-31, the final against Lynn in the 4-5 matchup in that tournament. Coach, obviously getting ready for a semifinal here tomorrow night, but impressive performance for your team, getting that big win and a good way to start the first round here at the TVL tournament.
It was. You know, that first game of the year is always, or of the tournament, excuse me, is always tough, especially at 3 o'clock when you got to get that started. You know, it was a good win. I thought we competed pretty hard. I thought we could play a little harder at times, but without school and everything, you're kind of out of routine. And so everything, you know, everything for the most part went okay. And we were able to have success.
Yeah. I want to talk about the time slot. You mentioned you guys played that first game of the day at 3:15. You know, with these midseason tournaments and you get these kind of scenarios, that's usually what the case is. You have games starting earlier in the day. Are you favorable for maybe the later start time, like the 7:45? Does it really matter at all? Or do you have a preference potentially on maybe when you play these kind of games?
Oh, we don't really have a preference. You know, that just like at the state tournament, you know, you play at 3 o'clock there as well. It is what it is in that regard. It's just, you know, a lot of times that's the first time you've done that all year long, you know, not having school and then going and play with it being Martin Luther King Day. So, you know, it's okay. You know, it's something that your team has to learn how to play through and play with. And I thought we were a little sluggish at the beginning, but kind of got going. So it was good for us to see it.
You guys continue to have a strong season to this point, you know, with a record of 8-1, you know, 4 straight wins since that lone loss to Troy back before the holiday break. What would you attribute maybe to the success here recently with this 4 straight win streak? And obviously your team just overall playing some good basketball right now.
Well, you know, we're kind of a veteran group. I mean, these girls, a lot of them played last year. You know, we're also, you know, we played 2 sophomores and 2 juniors and a couple seniors as well. So, I mean, we're kind of balanced in that regard as far as our age, you know, but we're playing a little more gritty. I think we're showing a little more toughness and we're finding our way, you know, we're finding where our roles are, what our roles are going to be going forward and getting them defined. And this is the time of year you want to start seeing that, you know, early on, especially our team seems to always, kind of be searching for that, learning how to play, you know, where their roles exactly fit in. So as we go along through the season, we always seem to get a little better at that. And this group has done that. We've shown a little more toughness. I think I mentioned there before Christmas with Troy, you know, I thought Troy played a lot tougher than we did. But I think we've grown up with that. So we've gotten a little tougher, played with a little more grit, and that's been important. And you have to do that in this league. If you don't, you're going to be disappointed every night.
Coach, let's get your thoughts on the semifinal matchup here. You're going to take on Centralia. You got a regular season meeting with them later on in early February, but you get a crack at them here in the TVL tournament semifinals. Obviously one of the best teams in the state. What have you seen from them and the challenges that they're going to provide in this semifinal tilt?
Oh, they play a lot like us. You know, they're wanting to play up tempo and do that. They've got some talented kids right now. You know, they've kind of been waiting on this group for them for a while. We're going to be probably one of the most athletic teams they've played as well. So it kind of goes twofold in that. And also with that, you know, that game with us in Centralia used to be a lot bigger when we were 1A, D1. But now that we're 2A, you know, of course it's a league tilt and, you know, in the league tournament, that's always a, you know, chance to see them and do that. But, you know, that game with them doesn't probably mean as much to either one of us anymore since we're not in the same postseason stuff. But it'll be a fun game, I think. I think both teams will get after it and we'll probably give them some challenges they haven't seen before. And I know they'll give us some challenges we haven't seen. So it'll be a fun contest for sure.
Great stuff as always. That is Perry Smith, Donovan West girls basketball coach, brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire. Monster matchup in the semifinals of the TVL tournament tomorrow night over in Frankfurt. It'll be Centralia and Donovan West. That game time roughly around 6 o'clock, and we'll have it for you on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck here the rest of the way in this TBL tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.